Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the historic heart of Fall River, Massachusetts, a city forever tied to the chilling tale of Lizzie Borden, lies a far lesser known but equally enigmatic structure, the Dr. Griggs House. While the Lizzie Borden story has captured the world's imagination, this unassuming home holds its own secrets. Secrets that whisper through its walls and beckon the curious to take a closer look. For decades, rumors have swirled about strange occurrences within the Griggs House, phantom footsteps echoing down its corridors, shadowy figures glimpsed in the dead of night, and a pervasive chill that seems to linger, defying any rational explanation. Some say its history hides tragic events, while others believe the house is a portal to something beyond our understanding. Paranormal investigators, skeptics, and thrill-seekers alike have tried to uncover the truth, yet the mysteries remain. Tonight we peel back the layers of time, diving into the historical roots of the house, its connection to Fall River's darker past, and the spine-tingling experiences reported over the years. Is it haunted by restless spirits, or could the answers lie in the natural world, hidden in the creaking wood, the heavy air, or perhaps even the human mind? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Fall River, Massachusetts has long been known for its eerie history. In the late 19th century, the city was a booming industrial hub, its economy fueled by the relentless churn of textile mills. Against this backdrop of prosperity and hard labor, darker tales brood in its shadowy corners. One such story begins with an unassuming house that would later be known as the Dr. Griggs House, located on a quiet street far from the bustling mills. Constructed sometime in the mid-1800s, the Dr. Griggs House was a modest, Victorian-style home, reflecting the architectural trends of its time. Though not as grand or ornate as other structures in Fall River, it was well-suited to its purpose, a home and office for Dr. James Griggs, a physician known for his work with mill workers suffering from grueling hours and poor working conditions. Dr. Griggs was a reserved man, respected in the community but largely solitary, dedicating his life to his patients. His profession brought him into contact with illness, injury, and death on an almost daily basis, an occupation that some later believed left an indelible mark on the home itself. Over time, the house became a place of quiet suffering. Stories circulated of patients who came to Dr. Griggs for help, but never left, succumbing to their ailments within the confines of the home. While records confirm several deaths occurred on the property during his tenure, none were unusual for the time. Yet even in those early years, whispers began to surface. Strange noises in the night, the sound of soft sobbing echoing through empty rooms, and inexplicable cold drafts that seemed to follow certain visitors. The death of Dr. Griggs in 1883 marked the beginning of the house's slow descent into infamy. His wife, Eliza, and their two children, Clara and Edward, inherited the property. By all accounts, the family was plagued by misfortune. Financial hardship forced Eliza to rent out rooms to boarders, many of whom reported unsettling experiences. Clara, a talented pianist, allegedly refused to play the instrument in the house, claiming she would hear the notes before her fingers touched the keys. Edward, known for his outgoing nature, became increasingly reclusive, reportedly speaking of shadows that watched him from the corners of his room. Eliza herself was said to have confided in close friends about her unease, claiming she often felt a presence in the house, especially in the room where her husband had passed. The family story would fade into obscurity after their departure in 1897, but the house's reputation as a place of unease had already taken root. By the early 1900s, the Griggs House had changed hands multiple times, each new owner adding their own layer to its story. The first recorded mention of unusual activity appeared in a 1912 article in the Fall River Daily Herald. The piece described a tenant who fled the house after only a few months, claiming to have heard heavy footsteps pacing the upstairs hall when no one else was home. Another account, published in a local pamphlet on Fall River's haunted history, spoke of a maid who quit abruptly, citing visions of a man in black standing at the foot of the staircase. These reports were dismissed by many as mere superstition or exaggeration, but they persisted. Some residents chalked it up to the house's age, settling foundations and creaking wood, but others were not so sure. As the years went on, the stories became harder to ignore. It's important to understand that this period in American history saw a surge of interest in the supernatural. The spiritualism movement, which began in the mid-19th century, was still influencing popular culture, and seances were a common form of entertainment. Fall River, already infamous for the Lizzie Borden murders, was a hotbed for ghost stories, and the Griggs House became one of many whispered about in hushed tones. During this time, amateur ghost hunters began visiting the house, drawn by its eerie reputation. They reported strange phenomena, faint voices, objects moving on their own, and an overwhelming sense of dread. Skeptics argued these experiences were fueled by suggestion and the power of imagination, but believers insisted the house held something more, something that defied logic. In the 1920s, a local historian named Henry Colburn attempted to investigate the claims scientifically. He spent several nights in the house, armed with little more than a notebook and a lantern. While Colburn reported nothing overtly supernatural, he noted the house's oppressive atmosphere and an unusual chill in certain rooms, even in the heat of summer. Modern researchers have speculated that environmental factors such as drafts or electromagnetic fields from aging wiring might explain some of these sensations. However, not all phenomena could be so easily dismissed. Over the years, multiple tenants described seeing the same apparition. A tall man in dark clothing, his features obscured, who would appear briefly before vanishing. These accounts, remarkably consistent despite spanning decades, became a hallmark of the house's legend. By the mid-20th century, the Dr. Griggs House had cemented its place in Fall River's haunted lore. Its reputation attracted not only thrill-seekers, but also serious paranormal investigators who would bring more sophisticated tools and methods to bear on its mysteries. Yet for all the attention the house received, it remained an enigma, a place where the line between the natural and the supernatural blurred. By the mid-20th century, the Dr. Griggs House had firmly entrenched itself in the annals of Fall River's haunted history. Its reputation as a place of unexplainable phenomena continued to grow, drawing curious visitors, paranormal investigators, and skeptics eager to unravel its mysteries. What followed were some of the most chilling and perplexing reports in the house's long and eerie story. The 1960s marked a turning point in the documentation of the house's haunting. A family that rented the home during this time reported a series of disturbing events, many of which were corroborated by multiple witnesses. Lights would flicker or turn on and off by themselves, often accompanied by faint, unintelligible whispers that seemed to come from empty rooms. Objects, particularly small personal items like keys or jewelry, would vanish, only to reappear in strange places days later. Perhaps the most unnerving incident involved the youngest child in the family, who repeatedly claimed to see a man with no face standing in her bedroom doorway at night. Her parents dismissed it as a nightmare until the father himself reported seeing the same figure in the upstairs hallway. His description matched that of previous witnesses, a tall man in dark clothing with indistinct features. This string of occurrences prompted the family to leave the house abruptly, adding fuel to the already smoldering legend. Subsequent tenants reported similar experiences, though none as dramatic as those described by the 1960s family. Throughout the decades, several recurring themes emerged in the accounts of those who lived in or visited the Griggs House. The most consistent reports involved shadowy apparitions, often described as tall and male, that would appear briefly before vanishing. Faint voices, footsteps, and the sound of sobbing were among the most frequently reported sounds. These noises often seemed to originate from empty rooms or areas of the house that were unoccupied at the time. Many visitors described sudden drops in temperature, often localized to specific areas such as the upstairs hallway or the basement. A few individuals claimed to feel a light touch or a tug on their clothing, when no one else was present. These phenomena were documented not only by residents, but also by paranormal investigators who visited the house over the years. Their findings would add another layer of intrigue to the story. In the 1980s, a local journalist named Susan Harrington embarked on a project to collect firsthand accounts from individuals who had experienced strange events at the Griggs house. Her interviews revealed a mix of emotions, from fear and anxiety to curiosity and even awe. One former resident described waking up in the middle of the night to find her bed shaking violently, only for the sensation to stop the moment she turned on the light. Another recounted hearing a voice whisper her name in her ear while she was alone in the house. Perhaps the most compelling testimony came from a group of college students who rented the house in the early 1990s. They claimed to have recorded several hours of audio during their stay, capturing unexplained sounds that included footsteps, faint whispers, and what one student described as a deep, guttural growl. As the Griggs house gained notoriety, theories about its haunting began to proliferate. Some believe the phenomena were residual hauntings, with the house acting as a kind of recording of past events. This theory seemed plausible given the reported deaths that occurred during Dr. Griggs's tenure and the home's history of emotional turmoil. Others proposed the idea of poltergeist activity, suggesting that the phenomena might be linked to the living rather than the dead. This theory was bolstered by the fact that many of the most intense reports came from families with young children or individuals undergoing significant stress. A third theory, less supernatural in nature, pointed to environmental factors. High levels of electromagnetic energy, poor ventilation, and even the presence of mold were suggested as possible explanations for some of the reported phenomena, particularly the feelings of unease and the visual and auditory hallucinations. In the early 2000s, the Griggs house became the focus of several professional paranormal investigations. Teams equipped with advanced tools like EMF detectors, thermal imaging cameras, and audio recording devices sought to uncover the truth. While some investigators left with inconclusive results, others reported capturing evidence they couldn't explain, including temperature anomalies, unexplained audio recordings, and even video footage of what appeared to be shadowy figures moving through the house. One particularly notable investigation occurred in 2008 when a team from a well-known paranormal research group spent a week in the house. Their findings included a series of EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, that seemed to respond directly to their questions, as well as a thermal image that appeared to show a human-like figure in the upstairs hallway. These findings were widely publicized, further cementing the Griggs house's reputation as one of Fall River's most haunted locations. Despite the numerous accounts and investigations, the mysteries of the Griggs house remain unsolved. Is it a genuine hotspot for paranormal activity, or are its legends simply the result of human imagination and environmental factors? The house, now privately owned, is no longer open to the public, leaving its secrets to linger in the shadows. For those who believe, the Griggs house stands as a testament to the unknown, a place where history and the supernatural intersect. For skeptics, it is a reminder of how easily stories can take on a life of their own. Either way, the house continues to capture the imagination, its reputation, as one of Fall River's most enigmatic landmarks secure. The Dr. Griggs house stands as a fascinating enigma, a place where history, human psychology, and the unknown seem to converge. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying the chilling consistency of the accounts tied to this unassuming structure in Fall River, Massachusetts. From its origins as a home to a dedicated physician to its later transformation into a magnet for paranormal lore, the house has captured the imagination of generations. Could it be the residual echoes of past tragedies playing out like a broken record on the fabric of time? Or are the strange occurrences simply the product of environmental factors, creaky floorboards, electromagnetic interference, or even carbon monoxide leaks? And let's not forget the power of suggestion. Once a place gets a reputation for being haunted, every creak, every shadow, and every unexplained chill becomes part of the narrative. The Griggs house reminds us that the line between reality and the supernatural is often blurry. Whether it's an unquiet spirit or the quirks of an old house, the stories it inspires are a testament to our enduring fascination with the unknown. It's a place where logic wrestles with mystery, leaving us to wonder what's real and what's just a trick of the mind. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.